And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of November the 11th. This week in 1964, Elvis Presley's movie Roustabout was released. The Abbey Road Recording Studio in London, England opened this week in 1931. In 1956, Dickie Goodman and Bill Buchanan went to court in New York City for the first of many lawsuits over the break-in record Flying Saucer. The Beatles' Yellow Submarine movie debuted in the United States this week in 1968. Elvis Presley's movie, his premiere in the movies, Love Me Tender, premiered in New York City this week in 1956. In 1968, John Lennon and Yoko Ono released their Two Virgins album with a nude picture of themselves on the front cover. The Elvis Presley concert film, Elvis, That's the Way It Is, opened this week in 1970. The Doors performed for the last time with Jim Morrison in 1970 this week in New Orleans. Hollywood's Sunset Strip riots happened this week in 1966, and they provided the inspiration for Buffalo Springfield's For What It's Worth. In 1957 this week, Fats Domino, Jerry Lee Lewis, Buddy Knox, and Carl Perkins appeared in the movie Jamboree, which debuted in Hollywood. Cozy Cole began a 20-week Goodwill tour of Africa this week in 1960, sponsored by the U.S. State Department. Paul Anka was inducted into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame this week in 2007. ABC aired a British TV special, Around the Beatles, this week in 1964. Its use on a Studio One drama on television in the United States made the song Let Me Go Lover a number one hit for Joan Weber in 1954. In 2000, the Beatles Revolution documentary aired on U.S. TV. In the studio, Shirley Ellis recorded The Name Game in 64. The Everly Brothers recorded Crying in the Rain and That's Old Fashioned this week in 61. The Jefferson Airplane recorded Somebody to Love in 66. Jay and the Americans cut Let's Lock the Door in 64. The Animals recorded Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood also this week in 64. In 1955, four lads in the studio recorded No, Not Much. And in 1970, Elton John recorded a live album at a New York City radio station, which became released later as 171170. And birthdays now for you. The late Laverne Baker, born in 1929. Jim Petterick from The Ides of March and Survivor is 68. Mac Cassoon from Mac and Katie Cassoon is 75. Paul Cowsill from The Cowsills is 65. Brian Hyland turned 75. Neil Young is 73. Booker T. Jones from Booker T. and the MGs is 74. Bob Crewe, born this week in 1930. Joe Stafford was born in 1920. Timmy Thomas turns 74 this week. Freddie Garrity from Freddie and the Dreamers, born in 1940. Cornell Gunther from the Coasters, born in 1938. Stephen Bishop is 67. Petula Clark is 86 this week. Clyde McFadder, born in 1932. Ennefrid Lyngstad from ABBA is 73. Little Willie John, born this week in 37. C.W. McCall turns 90. Joe Hinton, born in 1929. Shai Coltrane is 70. Garnet Mims, 85. Gordon Lightfoot is 80. Gene Clark from the Byrds, born this week, 1941. Bob Gaudio from the Royal Teens, also the Four Seasons, is 76. Dean Martin Jr. from Dino, Desi, and Billy, born in 52. And Grace Kelly, born this week in 1929. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of November the 11th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.